Sunshine in the sectional golf tournament here at Sweetbriar is underway. 48 degrees, and Bruce, we've got some good hitters up here.
Were you watching? I'm looking at the guy. We're far away. That's still a big club that young man is swinging over there.
Yeah, but they're doing really well. Really well.
These are the top golfers in the high schools area competing in a tournament going on today. It's kind of neat to get them all going, and I guess maybe we can identify some of them sometimes by their colors of their shirts matching maybe their school colors, perhaps. But as we spotlight Avon Lake this morning, we've got some folks there joining us this morning. We have Mary Ellen Allen and also Bob Kobos. Those names for people who maybe know insurance have heard some of those names before. What brings you two together? I guess not only this morning, but maybe in a partnership in a sense.
Well, we're friends, number one. We're friends. We've known each other for years. Mary Ellen grew up in Avon Lake. Well, you can tell Mary Ellen. You grew up in town, right?
I did. I've been here all my life. I graduated in 73 from Avon Lake High School and married Bob Allen in 1992, and that's when I started working at the agency, so 25 years ago.
The Bob Allen Insurance Agency.
Correct.
Right there on Walker.
And Moore.
And Moore, okay.
Yes.
Is the town a little different than it was back in the day?
Quite a bit different.
Yeah.
Quite a bit different, yes. I mean, it's... it's grown quite a lot, yeah. It was more of a farming town, I think. Avon's a little bit more farm, but Avon Lake was pretty rural, yeah.
But the insurance needs don't really change, do they, Bob?
No. Everything is, actually, we're keeping the agency the same. Many of the companies that Mary Ellen has, I also have. I also live in Avon Lake. My family went to school. My daughters went to school here in Avon Lake. My son's the assistant wrestling coach here in town. We love Avon Lake, so it was a great fit. The markets are the same. The business doesn't change. The entire staff at Mary Ellen's is staying with us, and we're just happy to have them.
Is there a name transition that'll be taking place?
Yes. Yeah. Because it's being incorporated into my agency, which has been in Elyria for many years. We've been there more than 50 years. Mary Ellen's agency has been here for how many years?
65 this year.
65. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's actually a perfect fit. The companies such as Grange Mutual, we're a big Grange agent. That we have Safeco, we have we now picked up Travelers.
Travelers,
right? Yes.
Yep.
State
Progressive.
Auto, Progressive. We have many of the same companies. So it's going to increase the number of customers, the area that we're doing business in, and it's going to be awesome for everybody.
When did this idea come about for you, or when did you think, you know, I need to maybe expand a little bit, or here's an agency that could use my help in the sense?
We've talked about this for years, haven't we?
We have talked about it for years. And I'm just trying to look forward to my retirement years, actually. So, but we'll be around another 4 to 5 years with Bob and his family that work for him as well. So.
And this works as a transition for sometimes, because if they're families, you mentioned there's probably generations that are involved into your agency as far as getting policies through that as well. And then they want to know, is anything going to be different? Who's going to greet me?
Right.
Who's going to answer my questions? Who's going to help me with my claim?
Yes, that's correct. We've actually notified everyone through the mail. We've had some press releases. And the fact that I think once the people see that we're Avon Lakers, we've been here for 37 years. My family's been here for a long time. My wife grew up in Avon Lake, went to St. Joe's. She's still here. You know, we're still living here. We're Avon Lakers. So it's a great move for us. We don't expect to change anything too drastically with the client. It's going to affect the clients. If anything, it's going to be better. My kids all work for me. My kids are all adults now.
Sure.
Yes, yeah, they're. I have four children. My three daughters, Christina, Celeste, Caitlin, and John. And like I said, they're Avon Lakers. They're going to stay work at my agency, but we're going to merge them together, and it's going to be
okay. I thought maybe you're just changing your shorter commute to work now. Then you
don't, well, that,
you're
no,
just saying if I like, don't have to go very far.
Well, it'll be a little bit of that, but mostly we're going to try to expand the Avon Lake office even more, and as well as our own. We're constantly working to grow the agencies. It's just a matter of business practice.
Sure.
Customer service always key to any business. Talk a little bit about that and what you do to facilitate that.
Okay, customer service. Actually, I will tell you, we're available. We work at our office. We're there 5.5 days a week. I'm there all the time. We actually, It's just one of those things that we service all the clients. People call us. We'll shop their rates. We try to get the best pricing possible. If the market changes, well, that's the market overall. But if we see a drastic change, our system is designed to key on that person or that account, and then we start to look at it and shop it, and you know, contact the person and determine, you know, what caused it to go up. Were there violations? Was it an accident? If not, we'll shop it and try to lower the rate. And it's helped with our retention tremendously throughout the years. And Mary Ellen is key at her office. She contacts every single person. She's awesome.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
No, it's true.
Yeah, that's sort of a proactive way to do it, because a lot of times with insurance, especially if it's a single insurance type of company, it's different than when you have independent ones where you're thinking, okay, because they always say maybe even shop, you know, every 6 months or maybe every year just to see, because the market changes. Most people set into their insurance and they kind of keep it there, not knowing that maybe if they worked the policy differently, they could save money. So, but you kind of work it from your end to let them know about the different changes.
Yeah, and unlike the direct writers, you know, the Allstate, Nationwide, State Farm, that's all they have to offer. Where we have, you know, almost a dozen companies that we can try. If the premium goes up, we can shop it through all the companies.
And that's just on the personal line side. In other words, the auto, the home, that is just the, but we do the same thing. Same thing applies, same principles for the commercial. If you have a business, you have a commercial account, we'll look at it. We'll make sure that, check and see if there's any new coverages that can be available. We'll look to see if there's any other competitive markets. It's proactive on everything, not just the auto and the home, the personal lines. So if you're a commercial client of ours, we've always start out like 90 days in advance, start looking at them to price it out. And if the price that we have and the rating, the coverages are still the best in the company that we have you, we leave you there. And then we set it up for review and let it renew.
Is your business seasonal at all, in that motorcycles come out in the summer, and here right by the lake we have more and more boaters? Boating season is about over, but still very active out here.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, we ride a lot of motorcycles and boats and RVs, campers, things like that in the summertime. But they, of course, keep them all year round, so they're annual policies, and they stay in force the whole year so that they're covered when they're in storage as well.
You're here. Who's running the shop right now as things are getting ready this morning? Are you heading up there next after this?
Well, I just came from there, yes, okay. And I have a coworker, Laura Blackford, that's there watching the shop while I'm gone. Yeah, and Al Morgan is the commercial guy, and he's there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's
again,
it's not closed. It's open.
Well, yeah, it's open. Or they can call you or contact you. There's always emails anyway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Day or night, usually what happens with insurance for the moment. You never know when you're going to need it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Actually, we sell more than just the property and casualty. We sell life insurance, annuities. I have my brother Mike that runs that at the office, and he does a lot of marketing. And we do write quite a bit of life insurance, and that actually benefits a lot of our clients. You know, we send out the notices and letters and emails and a drip email, and they come in. And there's no slow season on that. In fact, October is life insurance month here in Ohio, right?
Yep.
Yes. And
October.
And don't ask me why, but we have an uptick on sales in October for life.
I wonder what it is. Maybe it's just the little chill in the air.
I don't know. It's the industry wide. I think it's just one of those things. People tend to buy more life insurance in October than other months, the rest of the year. But it's we have a steady clientele that comes in constantly.
Right. Well, you've got some new clientele now that you're going to be taking over the Bob Allen Insurance Agency. If people want to get a hold of either of you, what's the best way to do that and get more information?
Well, our phone number is in Avon Lake is 440-933-5223. And Elyria is?
Yeah, Elyria. We have Lorraine and Elyria numbers, but the Elyria number is 440-324-3732 or 440-233-6197.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate both of you coming in, Bob Kobos and Mary Ellen Allen. Thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with your new ventures, too,
and your
retirement, however down the road that might be as well.
I'm keeping her as long
years.
As possible.
Well, that's right. You know what they say.
No.
I'm part-time, sort of part-time, on call, or just where's that file, that type of a thing. Everybody who's been there long knows the importance of having somebody who has been there long-term to know the clients as well as all the insurance ins and outs. We've got coming up on W.